translation. What is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braja, including me, toward these boys and cubs is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Purport. This increase of affection was not Maya. Rather, because Krishna had expanded himself as everything, and because the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna. The cows, because of affection for Krishna, had more affection for the older calves than for the new calves. And the men increased in their affection for their sons. Balaram was astonished to see all the residents of Vrindavana so affectionate toward their own children, exactly as they had been for Krishna. Similarly, the cows had grown affectionate toward their calves as much as toward Krishna. Balaram was surprised to see the act of Yogamaya. Therefore, he inquired from Krishna, "What is happening here? What is this mystery?" Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanayam Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kvachid Upasana Braja Vadhu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradarana Praho. So, this is the 10th chapter. Brahma is stealing the calves and the cowherd boys. Before I begin, I would like to ask all of your blessings. You are Vaishnavas. So, by your blessing, I would be able to speak something about Krishna. Since I don't have the qualification for speak about Krishna so much, so it would be always a wonderful blessing from the Vaishnavas, especially Gadagraj Prabhu, my very dear friend from Vrindavan. He's a Prabhupada disciple. We have friendship for a long time. So his blessings are very, very important for me to speak. Before this chapter, chapter 12, end of chapter 12, by the Parikshit Maharaj is asking the question to Sukadev Goswami after killing the Aghasura. Aghasura was not an ordinary demon. He was the brother of Putana and Bakasura. And he was a gigantic, he assumed like a gigantic serpent, python, whose length is 8 miles, 8 miles big. And not only 8 miles big, when the cowherd boys enter and Krishna enter, Krishna tried to choke his throat by expanding himself, and then he expanded further. So he was not an ordinary demon. So here Krishna is doing his pastime, and by hearing the protection of the cowherd boys from Agasura, Parikshit Maharaj was very steady and asked the question, because he remembered his protection from the womb of his mother Uttara, when Aswatthama tried to kill Uttara as well as the baby in the womb. So there he's asking the question, how would that possible? Please tell me, you know, this pastime of Agasura was told after 1 year. When Krishna was 5 years old, Agasura was killed. And when he became 6 years, then the pastime was told by the cowherd boys to their parents. So he was asking the question, and he was asking, my dear spiritual master, O Sukadev Goswami, please explain how that could happen. The cowherd boys couldn't speak same day, and you know, they have to speak after 1 year. Then Sukadev Goswami, by knowing the eagerness to know about the pastime of Krishna, so it's already 4 days has been passed. Sukadev Goswami is speaking the Bhagavatam, the pastime of Krishna, and only 3 days left for Parikshit Maharaj to leave his body. 4 days already gone past. A person who knows that he's going to leave his body in 3 more days, and he's being very grave and very steady, hearing very carefully. All of us should hear, when we hear the Bhagavatam very carefully, we have to hear. Because hearing the same thing, of course, the Leela, when we are talking about today, you must have heard every day, all these days, the same Leela. But it's always nice to hear the wonderful pastime of Krishna. So one day, in our heart, we will remember this Leela. So Sukadev Goswami is saying that you are such a wonderful Vaishnava, and you know, I'm going to tell you. Prior to that, you know, Parikshit Maharaj is saying that although I'm a low class Kshatriya, I don't have any quality, but by your mercy, I am able to hear the pastime of Krishna. So please tell me how this happened. Parikshit Maharaj was not low class at all, but that's his humility. He is speaking about how, you know, wonderful, you know, other Vaishnavas, but he is always a low class person. But that's the great quality of the Vaishnavas, who is always situated in the thought process, in their heart, for thinking about Krishna and not thinking about themselves, that they are someone very close to Krishna. That's their humility. Who saved by Krishna cannot be an ordinary person, who got a transcendental body even from Krishna before even his birth. So it is wonderful to hear the humility from a great devotee like Parikshit Maharaj. So it will bring hopefully our, you know, humility in our heart. So Sukadev Goswami began with the pastime of Brahma. Brahma is stealing, how he is stealing the calves and the cowherd boys. Here, after killing the Aghasura, Krishna has taken all the cowherd boys to the bank of Yamuna. Some of the acharyas, they are saying that, you know, why Krishna has taken all the cowherd boys to the bank of Yamuna? Why not, you know, find out some other place? They are saying maybe, you know, by killing the Agasura, their body become impure. So that's why Krishna took them all to the bank of Yamuna and maybe take a bath. But actually, the associates of Krishna or Krishna himself, they never get impure. So according to Bhagavatam, they never take a bath in Yamuna. So that's why their body never got impured. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always pure. So there is no way that he can be impure. And his associates are not an ordinary personalities. So they will never ever get impure. So, but Krishna just wanted to thought that, okay, here is Agasura being killed. Let us all forget the killing and we'll go to a new place. And it's already late. The lunch time has already gone past. So let's find out a nice place, then we can have our own lunch. They went to the bank of Yamuna. Krishna saw that wonderful, the Yamuna river with wonderful lotus flowers. The bees are all over the places. The birds creeping. So it is all wonderful beauty. Beauty. Krishna is explaining of the Yamuna in this chapter. After that, the boys, they sat all together in such a way like a lotus facing towards Krishna. All the boys are looking towards Krishna. So that they are not sitting there just for eating. They are not even worried for eating. They are thinking that maybe Krishna will, see once, to me. So that's why they are just sitting such a way, rounded, so that Krishna is in the middle and he can see once. By getting a glance, although they are all the associates, they are playing with Krishna, and still they are, thinking Krishna will maybe, see, he will give me one glance. So that's the desire of the cowherd boys. So then they started taking the lunch. They have all different kind of prasadam. They were all kept on the hang on the tree. So they brought them and they started taking prasadam. And here they are sharing with Krishna. They eat and they are again sharing with Krishna. So that's, here is a one thing that, it never happens. As Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never takes anyone's remnant. But here, the cowherd boys, his associates, are feeding him, trying to make him taste their food. So Krishna is eating their food, and he is also giving his food. So that's the way how it is happening, and Brahma is watching everything. When the Agasura was being killed, Brahma has come. He saw the demigods, the Gandharvas, Kinnaras, all they are dancing, showering flower, and making big noise with their drums. So Brahma, by hearing, he is appearing, according to Garga Samhita, by hearing the sound, Brahma thought that something wonderful is happening. So he has come to see, and he saw Krishna has just killed Agasura, and he was also so happy. But by seeing Krishna is sharing his food and the cowherd boy is sharing his food, he got really, really surprised how this could happen. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Yajna Bhuk. Prabhupada is saying in his purport in one of the sloka, Krishna is Yajna Bhuk. Yajna Bhuk means who is only accepts the wonderful offering into the yajna, the fire sacrifice. Yajna Bhuk, yajna krut yajni, yajnanga yajna sadhana, yajnanta krut yajna guha manno manvadeva. It's in Mahabharata, Dana Dharma Parva. Bhishma Deva is telling Yudhishthir Maharaj that Krishna is Yajna Purush. The Yajna Purush is always, he is being offered the Yajna. Yajna means also the wonderful ingredients, those are, suitable for offering in a sacrifice. fire sacrifice. That's also called yajna. So here he is being offered like this, and in Brajalila he is eating everyone's remnant. And he was really, really surprised how this can happen. So he suspect, and that's why he thought that now I want to test. The suspicion was not so bad, because the Supreme Personality of God has had is Yajna Purush, and he should supposed to be offered all the wonderful things, wonderful fruits we offer in the yajna, wonderful grains we offer in yajna, and nobody should eat the fruit before even we are offering to, you know, the Yajna Purush. Here, the cowherd boys, they are eating and offering to Krishna. So the suspicion was not bad, you know, according to Garga Samhita, it was not bad. Even Sanatana Goswami says the suspicion was not that bad, but the activities of Brahma was not that good. What he has done after that, it was not so much appreciated. So Sanatana Goswami says that how that could happen, the calves, they have gone far away. Basha Trunalobhita. Trunalobhita. Truna means the grass. And the basha means the calves. They become very attracted to the grass and they have gone. By nature of the calves, they never leave Krishna. The sight of Krishna, they never leave. In, you know, later stage, the gopis in Vrindavan, they sometime, you know, really, really, you know, get angry with Brahma by giving the eyelid. Why Brahma, you know, such a, you know, person who, you know, created us, gave the eyelid so that, you know, it, you know, closes sometime, you know, so that we can't continuously see Krishna. So that is the gopis, their thoughts. And they would be, time to time, get really, really upset and angry with Brahma that why he created this, you know, body, that, you know, the eyelid is given so that, you know, we can't see Krishna continuously without any, you know, covering the eye. So here, Brahma is thinking that, you know, okay, let me test. There is some Shastra, they say, you know, Brahma is testing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sanatana Goswami is saying that, you know, that never would have happened, the cows would have gone, but Krishna has planned this, he would like to perform this pastime. So that's why Brahma was attracted by Krishna's, you know, wish. Brahma has created nice green grass far away from the, you know, sight of Krishna. So the calves, they have, you know, thought that, okay, we'll go close, you know, far away so that we can get, you know, really nice and, you know, clean, you know, fresh grass instead of, you know, grazing here. So that, you know, Sanatana Goswami says it never would have happened if Krishna didn't wish. Of course, without the wish of Krishna, nothing has happened. So this is the situation here. Krishna is taking the lunch, and the calves, they have gone far away and Brahma has stolen them. He took them to a different place, let them sleep. They were sleeping, all the calves, they are sleeping. And when the cowherd boys, they look that, you know, the calves have gone, you know, off their sight, they were so much worried and disturbed. They thought that they will all go find out. And Krishna said that, no, you sit here while eating, why you get up? You stay here. I will go. And Krishna has taken his rice and yogurt, the plate, and he is walking. And here again Brahma is getting bewildered. How the personality of Godhead can carry his plate and wandering for the, you know, for his calves? Again he is getting worried. And Krishna has gone, he has looked all over the places in Govardhan. Look places on the hill, the calves, the caves, the bushes, all over the places, and he couldn't find out. And he come back, he thought that maybe, you know, he will tell the news to all his friends, cowherd boys. Here, the cowherd boys have gone. Brahma has taken them. So, after knowing that, the cowherd boys has gone, Krishna realized that it is deed by Brahma. Brahma is called also Bidhi in this sloka. Some of the sloka it says Bidhi, or sometimes he's being described Vidhata. So he's the creator of this material world. That's why he's called also Vidhata. So, but Krishna, as he's the supreme personality of Godhead, he has immediately, after knowing Brahma has done this, then he created himself all the cowherd boys, the caps, the stick, the flute, the same dress, same limbs and same bodies, all similar, non-different, nothing has different from each other. How they were before, exactly they were looking same, and equal number of the cowherd boys, equal number of the calves, so all they were created by Krishna. Once they have created, then they were having the pastime there, they have gone to home, and at the evening time they have gone home, and the mothers, they were so much affection on that day. In the beginning, first day, they were doing all the how the affection, here they are, Sukadev Goswami explaining, when they gone home, first the mothers clean their body, undust. There was so much dust on the Yamuna. When you go to Vrindavan, you will see the dust is very fine, very fine dust. So when you walk, what happens? It goes all over the body. Your face will be dusty, your hand, it's all Brajaraj. There is very fine dust. Nowadays you will not find out so much the dust, especially in the parikrama path. But I remember in 1991, when I came to Vrindavan, I was doing parikrama. How soft the feet. When you walk, you will not feel any pain anywhere. Maybe some of you have done the parikrama long time back. So wonderful when you do the parikrama. The feet is so soft, you will feel like you are walking on the lotus or you are walking on the rose petals. That much soft. Have you ever heard that, when you are walking 11 kilometers, your feet is going to be that much soft feeling? Very soft. There was no road at all anywhere. Now they made it more, Vrindavan bit more economic or, more infrastructure, sound. But before, but by putting that, so many Brajabasis, they were very upset. They were very upset. I'm just, telling that how upset they were, that why they are building a road, but the government has their own plan. So it was very soft. So the mothers, they were cleaning first the dust from the body of the cowherd boys, then putting the oil on them, scented oil. That's the Vedic culture, that before taking a bath or shower, a person should supposed to apply oil on their body. So that's the Vedic culture. And then after they will take a, bath or shower. So they will give shower, and then they will offer wonderful, they will offer the dress, then offer the prasadam to their kids. And here is Krishna. The gopis, they were always thinking that when can they will have a son like Krishna so that they can serve here. Now Krishna is for 1 year with them and being served every day by all the mothers. Krishna, not only that, Krishna become also the caps. He has been served by the mothers, the cowherd boys, and as well as the fathers. And then he was here, he was being also in the forest, he was eating the grass. The Supreme Personality of Godhead eating the grass in the forest. So all wonderful things are happening here. Here, after just before 5-6 days before the 1 year is going to be complete, Balaram was not sensing this. Although generally Balaram is very good, he was always close to Krishna, but for just 1 year gone past, and Balaram hasn't sensed that this pastime has occurred, and finally he's wondering how this could happen. The cowherd man, they are being so affectionate towards this their sons, like how they are so affectionate to Krishna. The cows are so affectionate so much, you know, they are, you know, loving to their calves. How this could happen? So finally, Balaram is realizing, and then he's asking the question to Krishna. It's very hard to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead activities and his pastimes. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deha punar janma naiti mameti suharjuna. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that janma karma chame divyam, my birth or appearance and my activities, all they are transcendental. And it's not actually easily understanding by the people, either the Mayavadis or even the normal, you know, people, those are not devotees. They are all transcendental. Mayavadis, sometimes they consider that this form of Krishna is actually nirakar. Krishna doesn't have a form. He's nirakar. He doesn't have form. He's just a, you know, great force and giving us all the energy. And some Mayavadis, they said that you can be also the Supreme Person if you practice your austerities. They even come to up to that level, even saying that they can be also Bhagavan. So it's not possible. Bhagavan or Krishna, he has manifested, you know, all these, you know, forms. Who could do any person, any yogis or any person who can say that, you know, they can be Krishna or Krishna is nirakar, then can they, you know, form another person by themselves? Can they become one person can become two? It's not possible. It never happens. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lachman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Ki. So it's not possible. Here I would like to quote a sloka from the second chapter of 10th canto. How the Krishna is a person that he creates his own, you know, leelas, and his, you know, activities and, you know, pastime and the birth is altogether transcendental. Bhagavan api Viswatma bhaktanam abhayankarah abhivesamsa bhagena mana anaka dundubihi. Bhagavan api Viswatma. The Lord is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means what? Parasar Muni, the father of Santanu, is explaining Bhagavan means who has six opulences. And also in Vishnu Puran, Parasar Muni says, Aishwaryasya samagrasya yasyasa viryasya yasasa sriya jnana vairagyaschaiva sanam bhaga itingana. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead has six opulences. The six opulences is wealth, one of the opulences. Not only wealth. Wealth, we have some wealth. But the Lord has all the wealth. Isha vasam idam sarvam. So the Personality of Godhead is having everything. Isha vasam idam sarvam. Everything animates or inanimates from the Supreme Personality, within the universe. All the whatever you see, they are all coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all the wealth is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So wealth, all the wealth possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is one of the opulence. Then all strength. Balam balavata masmin. The strength, he is the personified of the strength. Nobody can be stronger than him. Nobody can be equal to him. So in this sloka, Bhagavan api Viswatma, especially he's saying that his activities, Parichit Maharaj is explaining how he is taking birth as Krishna. He first enters, it's very, very wonderful, you know, sloka. He first comes, enters in the mind of Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Once he is entering, Vasudev becomes really radiant like the sun. His shiny effulgence becomes so unbearable even in the prison. Once he got, Krishna entered through his mind, then he transferred his effulgence, Krishna has entered to Devaki's mind. Then Devaki become pregnant. Srila Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that Krishna, for taking birth, there was no need of the semens. Semens are not transferred. So that's the differences between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the normal human being. So Krishna is here doing this, he's entering to Devaki's womb, and then he appears with four-handed form. And in the beginning of his life, a person can be bewildered, why Bhagavan is special. Then here it is, you can see, as soon he takes birth, he is telling that, my dear mother and father, you have done so much austerity in your previous lives. You have done so much austerity to begging me to be, I'm going to be your son. When you are, Prishni and Sutapa, at that time, you have, did 10,000 celestial years. Just you did the austerity, not even, eating anything, just taking the dry leaves from the ground. 10,000 years you have done austerity, just pleasing me. And on the, in the mind thinking that, maybe Krishna will be, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be my son. But when I appear, you said that, we want, a person like equally like you to be my son, exactly like, you my son. It was a bit tricky. They couldn't say that we want you to be my son. So they said that, we want exactly like you to be my son. But Krishna said that, where can I find out a person who is equal to me, who is exactly me, like me? It's very hard, very hard. So that's why, he thought that, okay, since you have asked me, I can't fulfill your desire exactly like a person, and that's why I will be, become three times your son. If a person can't give a benediction, but he asked to give a benediction, then they give, extra benediction. So three times whatever they ask, they will give three times equally benediction they have to give. So according to Brahma Vaivarta Puran, that they have to give three times so that, that will be, they can fulfill the desire. Here, Prishni and Sutapa, they are asking a son exactly like Krishna. And Krishna said that, where can I find out a person like me, who is exactly like me? No one could be equal to me, or no one can be, me. So it's only one person, that's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why and then he's saying that, in your first, in my first birth, I become Prishni Garbha. And, in my second birth, you are Aditi and Kashyap. I become, as your son, Upendra. Later on, because of my height, I was very short boy, that's why people called me, I was very, reputedly called Bamandeva. And in this birth, I'm your son again. So after this life, you will go home back to Godhead. So Krishna is telling, who could speak just by birth, a baby who should supposed to be, totally waiting to, you know, getting the shelter from the mother and father, saying all these things. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the, you know, explaining that, you know, you are, you know, all three lives of the, you know, father and mother. Who could speak that? So this is only the possible, can be Supreme Personality of Godhead can speak. Janma karma chame divyam. When the Lord has entered the cave where Muchukunda, King Muchukunda was sleeping, Kala Yavana got killed by Muchukunda. Then in the later stage, you can maybe get this, you know, pastime. And Muchukunda is asking, dear Lord, please, you know, who are you? Please explain. I'm the dynasty, I'm the, you know, a very low Kshatriya from the Ikshvaku dynasty. Although my forefathers were very wonderful, but, you know, I was not such a great personality. So please, you know, I, you know, explain mine, you know, dynasty. Please explain what is your dynasty, what is your name, and what is your activities. The Personality of Godhead is saying that it will be very hard for me to explain about my pastime, my activities, my name. Even the very intelligent people in this world, in many lifetimes, they can, even if it is possible, they can count the particle, dust particle of this earth. Still, it will be very hard for me, for them to, you know, explain my names and activities. That much Krishna has the names, thousands of names Krishna has, and his activities are thousands also. So it is very hard to, you know, understand the activities of the Personality of Godhead. And again, then Muchukunda is saying that, King Muchukunda said that, but still I want to know, who are you? Then he said that, you know, Kansa got killed in this, you know, at this moment, and Badanti Vasudeva, Vasudeva Sutamiti. In this lifetime, I'm, you know, one of the name, you know, the people being called here, me, that Vasudev, because I'm son of Vasudev. So many different activities, it will be very hard even for me to explain. So such a wonderful pastime of the Lord. And by thinking that, I was thinking maybe, you know, we can do a little bhajan. The bhajan is maybe a meditation for Krishna, because the time is coming to an end for the class. Maybe somebody can distribute this song sheets for ladies and men. This song is written by Govinda Das Kaviraj. So Govinda Das Kaviraj is one of the Vaishnava from, he's initiated by Srinivas Acharya, the close associate of Lord Chaitanya. And his bhajans are appreciated by Srila Jiva Goswami. So it's one of the nice bhajan for having a good meditation. Bhajahure mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindare 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 Bhajahure Dullabha manabha janama sasange Dullabha manabha janama sasange Tarahu e bhava sindure Sita atapa bata bari sana edina jamini jagire Sita atapa bata bari sana edina Jamini jagire Bifale se binu kripana durjana Bifale se binu kripana durjana Chapala sukhala bala gire Bhaja hure mana sri nanda nandana Abhaya charanara bindare Bhaja hure mana sri nanda nandana Abhaya charanara bindare Edhana jauvana putra pari jana ithe ki pache parati tire E dhana jauvana putra pari jana ethe ki ache parati tire Kamala dala jala jivana talamala Kamala dala jala jivana talamala Bhajahu haripada nitire Bhajahu re mana sinanda nandana Abhaya charanara bindare Bhajahu re mana sinanda nandana Abhaya charanara bindare Sabana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare Sabana Sabana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasyare. Pujana Sakhi Jana Atmani Vedana Pujana Sakhi Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasa Vilasare Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare So this is the bhajan by Govinda Das Kaviraj. The translation I could have read, but it is we are already 5 minutes over. If you have any question or comment, quickly we can answer.